Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hi, my name is Ken, and I know you're not used to listening to podcasts that start off with an Australian kid, a song, and then a whole theme song after that. But this isn't any other show. This is the DJ New Style show, so you'll have to get used to it. So enjoy Justin, enjoy the song, enjoy the theme song, and then enjoy me and Frank talking about whatever we want for a few hours. Thank you very much. And fuck you.
Bitches, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
It's criminal. There ought to be a law. Criminal. There ought to be a whole lot more. You get nothing for nothing. Tell me who can you trust?
Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah,
Hey, Donna! Have you tried the coffee yet?
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. It's both things. And it's also our home. Who are we? We love who? Rammstein! Yes. Yes, we are the only podcast introduced by Rammstein. And probably the only one that will only say this phrase once. Once. World Cup. And that's the end of it. You will not hear any of that at all, at all, at all. But you will hear a lot of crap from someone named Frank, who goes by the name Germ Freak, who is also 40 years old. Frank, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
Hi. Hi. I'm Frank, and I'm 40.
You've said it. Congratulations. Congratulations. You've had a couple weeks now. Let's shut the fuck up with your fake crying. You know what? You know, here's the thing. Here is the thing, Frank. I ask you how you are every time we do a fucking show. Not once. Not once. Do you
I don't
even
give
pretend?
A shit.
Do you don't even pretend?
Because
to give a
you
shit about
me how I am is totally phony and fake, and you know it just as well as I do.
No, it's not, Frank. I genuinely care. I genuinely care.
No, you don't.
About the course of events that makes up your balding, almost over life.
I am.
You know, I say balding, but you are completely bald. I'm sorry.
I choose to be completely bald.
That's true. Well, you know, it's a bad choice.
I have a full head of hair in the back of my head.
Yeah. Well, you know what you can do now is you can just tell everybody that you shave your head to donate the hair to the oil spill effort, because apparently they're throwing hair into the oil spill to, I guess it absorbs oil. It kind of allows it to collect. This is like the most
yeah,
technological.
Yeah, but you don't have to put the hair in the water. It'll clog everything up. It'll clog the drainage and everything, won't it?
It'll clog the drain of the ocean. Well, it's okay. There's just a really big stopper that we can pull in fucking in Guam. We just pull the plug and then it all fucking goes down.
You know, hair is disgusting when it's wet and in a drain. But other than that, it's not really disgusting.
You know, it is kind of gross when you see that when you decide to take a snake down the drain and clean out the drain and come up with that little disgusting wad of rusty hair. But otherwise, you see a dry hair somewhere. It's like, oh, it's no big deal. No big deal. Hair is only gruesome when it's wet. Even when it's on your fucking head. I don't like having wet hair in my face or anything like that. Not that you even know what that is. Because me asking you how you feel about having wet hair in your face is like me asking you how you enjoyed 1987. So anyway, Frank, you're doing well. And I'll ask myself, hey, Ken, how you doing? How are you feeling? And I'll answer, I feel fucking fantastic, Frank. I feel fantastic. We had a week off. We had probably the best, the most exciting and successful and fun Hear Us Talk event on the, I guess, to celebrate your plunge into, I guess, the second half of your life.
So you're assuming I'm going to live till 80?
at a maximum. Absolute maximum. You are definitely in the latter half of your life. You've lived more than 50% of your life.
Most of my life is behind me.
It is. Is that hurt you to say a little bit?
It very much hurts me. Hmm. It saddens me, and it's not a joke.
Well, I attended Hi, I'm Frank, I'm 40, which was the title, the official title of our Hear Us Talk event at the Green Rock Tap and Grill in Hoboken, New Jersey. Frank, we got there, we celebrated, we had some drinks, we had some food. It was indeed a tap and grill. Everything was good. Everything was okay.
I had a good time. We had nice party platters. We had mozzarella sticks, chicken fingers, barbecued spicy chicken fingers, and dipping sauces.
Dipping sauces. Well, see, the thing is, Frank, you ordered an appetizer. Your wife ordered an appetizer. Donna was in attendance, and you ordered something else. You had what? A wrap of some kind.
I had a cheesesteak wrap, which was very delicious.
Yeah, that was good. So I mean, you can't say that this place didn't have good food.
Right.
It had great food.
Right.
Place.
But my wife ordered on the menu. It said authentic flatbread pizza.
Authentic flatbread pizza. That sounds great. You know, you get a nice flatbread. They put some pancetta. Some mozzarella. They put that on there. They make it nice. Nice little pizza. It's thin crust, probably. Rolled out in maybe an oblong fashion. So you both had good meals. It's good.
Well, hers actually came. It was Arnold's Jewish rye toast with a ragu sauce on it.
You know,
That's what her flatbread was.
My favorite part of setting up a story of yours is pretending that I don't know what it's about, because the Arnold's Jewish Rye reference has not left me since the party, and it's been over a week now. You bit into this supposed flatbread pizza, which was really just a slice of Arnold's Jewish Rye with the crust on it and like some sauce. Basically, this was like when mom didn't feel like making dinner. She would leave out the ingredients.
Absolutely. It's a pizza bagel, almost.
Yeah, and she would put the kids on the assembly line duties. You put the fucking sauce on it. You put the cheese. And the oldest one would put it in the pan and bake it. And then we would eat this pizza that we made ourselves. Well, that's what Green Rock Tap and Grill served Frank's wife, Donna. The authentic flatbread pizza, bread, cheese, and sauce.
And if I was going to condemn anything about the Fiesta, that would be my only complaint, was that flatbread pizza. Other than that, everything I think was great. Delicious party platters.
Now, when you say party platters, what does that mean to anybody?
Party platter is you have for every 10 – and this was pointed out by a woman by the name of her first name is Casey. And she was in attendance, and she said, informed me that for every 10 people in your party, you get a free party platter.
And now, and we had a lot of people there too.
Yes, and so, when I hear free food, I go crazy.
You did go crazy, but the thing is, when someone says I went crazy, that usually is followed up with, and I did all I could to get it.
Well, I was too embarrassed.
You sat and stewed.
Right.
And just kind of pounded the table.
What I did was,
God, I wish it was possible for me to talk to somebody and get this party platter.
What I did was I pointed out the sign to everybody in attendance that I possibly could find in hopes that somebody would get up off their ass and talk to the manager and get my goddamn party platter. Because goddamn, I'm not going to do it. I'm too ashamed.
You threw your fucking hook out to anybody.
Of course!
You told me, like, hey, look, we got enough people for a party platter. And you just stopped. I'm like, oh, great, good. So I'm expecting you to go up there because you're so fired up. You're so excited. And then what do I see? I see Solera from The What Show, Friday nights, heroestalk.com, walking up to talk to the person behind the bar to get the party platter. And then she came back, and I said, oh, the party plot? Yeah, she goes, Frank wouldn't shut up about it, so I figured I would just go and get it for us.
Yes.
So you were afraid? Were you afraid
I'm
to talk to the person?
I was embarrassed and shy.
See, you love free food, but you feel like what your relatives would call a buffoon.
Right. I was too shy and embarrassed to ask.
A manja Frank. He eats for free. So you were nervous. You had to ask someone else to do it for you. And not once, Frank, because we didn't have just one party platter. We had two to three party platters. Did you get any of them, or did you just command Solera to do it for you every time?
Well, no. She went to the manager, and he brought the plates over to the table.
Okay, so she got it done, basically, for both party platters. You had no doing, except for the fact I go over there, Frank. Apparently, the thing about the party platter, there's no mozzarella sticks on these party platters.
There wasn't?
Well, I didn't see any.
Oh.
Were there?
I thought there was.
Oh, yeah. You know why you thought there was, as you said? The reason you thought there were mozzarella sticks is because you ate 15 of them.
Bullshit. You grabbed a whole fucking handful.
I grabbed two of them, and I put one on a I had the loneliest fucking plate in the world.
I hardly had any mozzarella sticks.
First of all, you put these things down. Solera got them delivered to our tables, and then you just rearranged them. You picked them up and started moving them 2 feet over. Like, look, guys, dig in.
Yeah,
make a plate. Make a plate.
I want people to
there's
know that
fucking
the appetizers
15.
Are there.
There's 15 items on here and 50 people.
I know people. I was trying to pass them around. People and so people would know that they were there.
Within 10 minutes of this fucking party platter touching down, I look. There's no food, and I see Jeff from the What Show fucking fingering some pico de gallo out of a goddamn cup. The most disgusting thing I've ever fucking seen.
He just likes to eat with his fingers like that. Just a fucking animal.
Scooping it out with his fucking fingers and sucking down. Sucking the fucking juice
off his
fingers.
I once saw him eating salad with his fingers and just dipping each leaf into fucking dressing.
I can't stand to watch people eat with their fucking fingers.
Fucking animal, man.
Finger foods aside, sure. You shouldn't... Normally, you don't eat sauce, okay? You don't just eat sauce as like, I'm gonna have a nice snack, Frank. You know what I'm gonna have? I'm gonna have sauce. You don't do that. But if you decide to, if you decide to head down the path where condiments are your meal, you don't use your fucking fingers to scoop it out and suck it off. Fucking disgusting. Just disgusting. We did get to meet a few people, though. A few of the listeners that we've never met before came out. Earth Dog was there.
And, Earth Dog, a very nice man. His name is Ken.
His name is Ken.
And he shares the same first name as you.
He does. He does. And he likes to share a lot of stories when you're standing next to him at a urinal. He really wants to connect when you're standing next to a urinal in a Hoboken bathroom. Not too spacious, Frank. There's no dividers. It's basically one urinal with two fucking holes to piss in. Kind of like the double guitars they used in the 80s. It was that kind of methodology for urinal casting. It was basically two urinals in one frame, and we're both pissing into it, and now's the time he wants to connect guy to guy. I made a point of putting my drink down and telling him, listen, I know your name is Ken, and that's great. And I know you listen to our show, and that's great. And I know that I really am glad you came out, but I will not talk to you while you have your dick in your hand and you and fucking urine is flowing through it. Actually, you know what? I did say that I wouldn't talk to you while urine is flowing through it. I guess that means I would talk to him while he's just holding his dick, if he's not pissing. So I had some... Listen, I had a lot to drink, Frank. My logic was not impervious to all scrutiny. But I just know I didn't want to be, you know, conversing at the urinal. However, all told, I'm glad he came out. It was very nice to meet him. Another person, Frank, another person who we had to coax with the lavish prizes of one free $30 drink bracelet, Jimmy J.J. Walker. HateUsTalk.tumblr.com's own Jimmy J.J. Walker. If you were there, you saw him, basically, I would say. Kind of a big guy, right, Frank?
He's kind of large.
He is. And you know what, though? Complete, like, I thought he might be a little bit socially awkward or, like, maybe shy, something like that. He plugged himself right in to the center of everything. He became the hub around which everybody revolved, to the point where outside bitches are approaching him and asking him about music. And he's actually macking, if they say this. Is this 1997? I don't know. Fuck it. All you herbs and hoes. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. He was actually, like, you know, making time with some random broads.
He was a teddy bear.
And there's pictures of it on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/heroestalk. So you called him a big teddy bear. Why?
Well, you know, you first look at him and, you know, you think this is a tough guy. But then, you know, you talk to him and he's very soft-spoken. And
yeah.
He was actually suffering that night. He had a deficiency of potassium and he was looking for banana drinks.
Yeah, he kept asking for, like, banana daiquiris and shit. And he was going to approach the bar and ask for it. And I told him, like, they have, like, Coca-Cola. They have fucking rum and vodka. And that's really all they have at this back bar. They're not going to be able to mix you a fucking banana daiquiri.
The guy couldn't even make a fucking Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, I do know that as I got more and more drunk, I engaged in more and more staring contests with him to see if I could withstand the steely gaze of a scary black man.
That's not else you did while you were drinking.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you were rubbing your ass against mine.
I didn't... Hold the fucking phone. I did not rub my ass against yours.
Well, your ass was bumping mine.
I did not bump your fucking ass. First of all, I tried to hip check you as you were coming by with drinks. I did not... Don't fucking act as though we're putting each other... our fucking asses together.
You kept bumping me with your ass. No, I told you to stop and you kept doing it.
I bumped into you with my hip and I was trying to get you uncomfortable and off balance and maybe spill your drink. That's what I was doing. Because, Frank, after such a bump, by the way, you're acting as though you were the picture of sobriety, which you were not. You were wasted, Frank.
I was not as wasted as I could have been. I was a little loopy, but I was not, you know, incoherent.
You were feeling weird, as you like to say. And at one point, after I tried to knock you over and have you fall down, you proceeded to ask me what I was drinking, and I told you I was having a vodka tonic. You had whatever you had in your hand, you chugged it. You had some kind of a cocktail in your hand, chugged it in 3 seconds, and you looked at me, and then you looked at my glass, and you ripped my glass out of my fucking hand. You stole my drink, and you downed that like a shot. And you had your eyes scrunched, and your brow furrowed, and you screamed, "More! More!"
Well, what
and
I
then
do...
You, and you lean on, "Ken, give me a drink! Get me a drink, Ken!" Like, you were in center fucking stage.
That's right.
You were performing. Right. You thought this was like an in-the-round performance for you.
Of course! Listen, not really, but listen to me. All I can say is as follows. I don't drink heavy drinks, hard drinks, but what I do is I drink girl drinks hard. And what I mean by that is I'll drink a female drink, but I'll drink it hard. I'll drink it like a man.
Do you realize that you had a drink bracelet, right?
Yes.
That means you have access to anything you want, pretty much.
And every time I would go up to the – first of all, I had to ask people first, even though I have a bracelet, do I have a tip the bartender?
Well, that's a big issue.
I got mixed answers.
Well, okay. You know, who told you that you should tip?
I asked Best in Show Chris if I should tip, and he says that – he said, you know, give her a couple bucks in the beginning and that'll be it.
Yeah.
But then what if she forgets about me? Then other people tell me not to bother. So, of course, I didn't bother her. So every time I would go up there for a drink.
You know why you don't fucking bother, Frank? Because you just got done being furious at this inattentive, snotty cunt that handed you a piece of fucking toast with sauce on it. First of all, the food she served you sucked. She didn't listen to you at your displeasure. You did complain to her. She didn't fucking listen. She was so visibly entrenched in hatred of our entire group. She couldn't even fucking be bothered to come back in a timely fashion to ask for more shit, give us a bill, whatever. Take the money, get these fucking people off my goddamn plate. So, that aside, you also have a fucking drink bracelet, Frank. Why are you going to reward this establishment? You've already gotten over on them. They said $30, all you can drink. Well, you know what? That's what you should do. Fuck them.
So every time I would go up to the bartender, I would sit there with my arm raised in the air, and I would point, "Hey, I got a bracelet. I'd like a so-and-so." So I didn't know if I had to tell them that every time I had a bracelet, or I would point to the bracelet every time I was getting a drink.
You made a big show of it.
Yeah, I was like, "Excuse me, I got a bracelet." It's like a fucking backstage pass.
Don't ask me for money. Bracelet! And the best thing is, the bracelet obviously has some kind of alcohol advertised on it, a beer. And the beer for the Frank's party, the beer being advertised, was Coors, which of course, Coors!
I didn't think of that.
You look at, there's a picture of the wristband, and it actually says Coors! I know it's Coors, but I'll never look at it the same way again. Frank, I have to say, I did take full advantage of my drink bracelet. I maximized it. I don't think I paid for a single drink at all. I know that people like Casey and I think Keith and maybe Brian paid for a round of maybe some special shots or something like that. And you know, thank you to those people. But I know that I also had a battery of drinks in the hole, ready to go at any time. Because I liked to employ the multiple fucking divide and conquer drink ordering. I would go up, order from one bartender, get my drink, on the way to the other bartender, drop my drink down into the pile, go get another one, drop that drink down in the pile, and then go back up to the other one, get a drink, and have a sip. And I would have, maybe at any given time, 5 to 10 free drinks in tow. To the point where it became so noticeable that the bouncer came over to my girlfriend, Amanda, who's my girlfriend, by the way. I don't want you to get over on me again. And said, "Hey, guys," he's talking over a table full of fucking drinks. "Guys, you know, not that you guys are doing this or anything, but like, those of you with the bracelets really need to have one drink per person. And not that you guys are doing this or anything," as like he's fucking being blinded by light being refracted off of 20 glasses filled with vodka and tonic in front of Amanda, who is not clearly not drinking or taking a sip from anything. But yeah, I definitely maxed. And I noticed I had to get an overdrive when it was 10 minutes left. I said, I'm going to be needing to do some drinking after 11 o'clock. I better start working the bartenders.
And those bartenders, I mean, is there a different name for female bartenders, or is it all the same?
Oh, you could call them bartendresses.
So the two bartendresses, they were they weren't the you know, the most friendliest of people, because I don't think they like bracelets because they don't take tips. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, they definitely want tips, and I think that they expected the tips from those of us with bracelets as well. So, you know.
And after a while, because I got mostly what I drank was fuzzy navels, and she got to know what my drink was. So when I would go there, she would just give me a fuzzy navel.
Yeah, she would go, oh, okay, all right, you, beer, you, vodka rocks, and faggot here is going to have a Jolly Rancher, Swedish fish, or fuzzy navel. Fuck it.
Swedish
I'll mix
fish.
Them all together. What?
I never knew that was a drink. You should have told me about it. I would have ordered it.
I'm sure you would have. But is that too masculine of a drink for you? That's the thing. Frank, you do love your girl drinks. You do love to drink like a less manly person, maybe perhaps like a homosexual would. But you weren't exhibiting the gayest behavior that night. And even if I were ass bumping you, which I was not, that would not have been the gayest act of the evening. Because a certain duo from our Thursday night show, Best in Show Chris and Best in Show Keith, were dancing together. Now you would think, oh, they're just a couple of friends dancing together. What they were doing, Frank, was dubbed so gay that the bartender actually came over to them and told them to tone it down. He gave them like the yellow card for their fucking gayness. He warned them about being too gay on the dance floor. And I guess they have a good time. They have respective women. They're not, well, okay. Let's just say they're not overtly gay until they drink and get on a dance floor, right? You know? Mm-hmm. Right, you know, they're just guys hanging out. Sometimes they take their fucking shirts off. But at this particular event, I think they were dry humping each other, grinding. And they were warned, tone it down. I've never seen anybody get chastised for being too gay. And Chris, by the way, he should have been chastised for being way too drunk. And I think eventually at the end of the night he was.
He knows how to have a good time.
He definitely does. And he brought the dance. He was dancing when the lights were on and softball was on TV. Like, there was no music, and he was dancing. He had his own soundtrack in his head, and, you know, he was just going nuts. And I think he was the catalyst to allow all of us to lose our inhibitions and just fucking... I actually felt comfortable dancing. That doesn't happen. We were all just screaming and
right.
Being fucking insane.
Yeah, because I'm not a dancer. I get embarrassed and awkward when I dance, but I actually didn't mind, and I had fun.
Yeah,
and that's the important thing, is you have fun. It doesn't matter if you win or lose, it's how you have fun.
And according to Ed, who, by the way, decided to fucking spy and find out what I would be wearing that evening and wear the same fucking thing.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
New Balance sneakers, jeans, and actually this is the shirt I was wearing. This striped polo shirt thing. Ed has the same fucking one. He wore the same fucking thing. And there's a picture of us on Facebook.com/hearustalk, sitting next to each other, and then when I saw that flash go off for that picture, and then I heard, I forget who took it, but whoever did said, the twins! I decided to distance myself from Ed for the rest of the evening. It was so embarrassing, and I believe it was another person who we got to hang out with, who, Frank, did you ever think in a million years you would get to meet Stephen Larper?
Never. This guy is a guy who says he's going to go to places and meet us, but he never comes, and then he actually came this time.
I was floored, because he said he would be there for what? Last year's Labor Day, the Huddy Hour, the Atlantic City trip, and never shows up. He's going to go to Pat Norell's party. Oh, okay, yeah. Never shows up. Oh, dude, I'm going to this thing. I'm gonna make it to Frank's 40th, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, Stephen Larper shows up. No sword, no cape, strictly casual, not on a mission, not planning on casting any spells or making any incantations. I don't know what the fuck the word is. I'm sorry. don't, please, Magic the Gathering listeners, people that are enthusiasts of 99-sided dice games, don't stop listening because I don't know. Draw me into your world, your terrible, socially inept, horrible, smelling, orange Cheeto-dusted world. Anyway, he came to the party, and Frank, I was very excited to see Steve. Because I haven't seen him in a long time. We are actually friends in real life, Steve and I. I haven't seen him in fucking 10 years. He is that much of a shut-in recluse. The most exciting thing...
Well, he used to be the co-host of the program, didn't he, at one time?
At one point, he was in the rotation of co-hosts. And now, he kind of just goes to work and lives in his house. And, like, you'll see, if you're friends with him on Facebook, he'll just, you know, post about, I tried making Vietnamese noodle soup today. Oh, the tomatoes I'm growing in my upside-down container are coming in quite well. He just leads the life of a boring fucking 50-year-old man. But he came out and he had a fucking great time. I'm pretty sure he got hammered. I don't really know.
And I found out he had a big scar on his forehead because he was in a bar fight at one time.
Yeah, I don't know if you could really call it a fight if you are completely blacked out and someone cracks a bottle over your head and you really didn't know. If you basically woke up and your fucking skull was exposed. I don't know how much of a fight it is versus an assault. Steve has been in quite a few of those. But Frank, you're 40 years old. We celebrated. And I think I want to know how are you wearing this label now? You're no longer in your 30s. You're no longer 30-something. You haven't been 20 in 20 years.
Well, wow. You know, yesterday, but the week before Monday, we're all gathered around in the PT room, and we were waiting for that. You had a clock on your Heroes Talk website.
On the DJNewStyleShow.com
right.
site.
And it was counting down from last year how long would it be till I was 40. Oh, Christ.
That's right.
Till I was 40.
Yeah.
And
does it get a little easier every time you say it?
No, if you
40.
Notice, I stuttered.
40.
And my wife pointed out to me, once you hit the 40, it doesn't matter if you're 40 or 59, because all people hear is all they hear is so it doesn't matter. You could be 40 or 59. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But the thing about it, Frank. You are old now. There's nothing youthful about you. There's really no hope.
Like, I'm middle-aged, aren't I?
You've been.
Am I beyond middle-aged?
You are, I think, because I don't see you lasting till 80. No offense, but I mean you're too jumpy and nervous, and you have too many quirks, and you're on too many medications to keep you at an even keel. It just can't fucking it can't last. The plates that you have spinning are gonna fucking just stop. Everything's gonna fall inward, and you're basically gonna be dead one day, but definitely well before 80. I just wanted to be kind and say that you've lived half your life, even though that was true at you know 25. I say you have 5 years left, basically. 5 years, Frank. 45 going on out. At least you'd outlive who? Wasn't there a celebrity that you were closing in on? A famous celebrity that you were keeping tabs on?
A fellow by the name of John Lennon, who died when he was 40 years old.
Wow. And you're that age.
So I think he was like 40 years and 2 months. So in a couple months, I'll surpass the age he was.
He had conquered the world well before his 40th birthday.
Oh, no doubt. You know, early 20s he conquered
the
world.
And here you are. Any new endeavor you make is now not really a move to succeed. Like, no one will ever look. Like, if you start a business now, it's going to be seen as a hobby. People are like, oh, yeah, he's got that little side project going on. He's got that hobby he's doing. It's not going to be like, oh, he made a move. He's making a change. He's got a plan. You're too old for that now.
I can't believe that I'm my age because – I say to myself, when am I going to start acting more mature? Because I still act the way I did when I was in high school. And at what point do I start acting like a 40-year-old man? At what point do I act – you know, I can remember my father. My father wouldn't laugh if somebody farted. But I'll laugh. But when am I supposed to be serious? When do I change? I don't know how to act anymore, for God's sake.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's definitely it you are not acting 40 at that party. You definitely weren't. You're not ready for 40 mentally. Physically,
I'm not.
Physically, you're just about ready for 60. But at the party, you were doing the fucking robot in a strobe light. Do you realize that we have video of you dancing, doing the fucking robot to that shitty mix of Salt and Pepper, Bon Jovi, and Guns N' Roses that they seem to play at every bar?
They like the mixes.
They do. They do like the mixes. We posted the video, if you wanted to take a look. It's on the Hear Us Talk forum. HearUsTalk.com/forum, interestingly enough. But Frank, you're never going to. I mean, if you haven't yet, you're not going to shape into what you think a 40-year-old should be. What is it that you hear 40, you hear adult, you hear grown man? What do you expect?
Like I'll read stuff in magazines, and it'll give like the celebrity's age, you know, so and so, you know, 36 or so and so 30, and they look like these adult. They look like they're older than me, and I say to myself, I'm older than these people.
Well, wait, why do they look like they're older than you? Because they're not wearing a fucking 3-button collarless shirt and sneakers in the house.
I guess so.
Because maybe they're wearing a fucking blazer.
I guess
they have their hair combed.
But it's like everybody, like I'll see like people, and I can't believe that they're younger than me, but they look older than me. Not that I'm saying that I look young for my age, although people have told me that I don't look like I'm 40. I'll just put it that way.
Wait, hold on. People have told you you don't look 40?
Yes.
They didn't say that, hey, you know, you don't look 40. That's what they said?
No, I had a meet with somebody, and I told them
You told them you're 40.
They said, oh, you don't look 40.
Yeah, and you know what that means? You look much older than 40.
No. They said I would have said, you know, mid-30s.
Oh, they did. They specified an age then.
Of course!
You added that in. That's fucking...
And
that's
you
lies.
Yourself said I don't look like I'm 40.
Yeah, you look older.
Excuse me?
Being bald makes you look older. I'm sorry, Frank. You looked older when you were 38. You looked older probably... When did you first decide to shave your head? When was the first time you went completely bald?
Well, it was after I spent in excess of a couple thousand dollars on a hair treatment, which ended up being nothing but a
wig. A fucking wig. You know what it was? It was actually a weave. You had a weave. So when was that? How old were you?
I think I was maybe like 33.
So you were 34 and you purchased a blonde basket and you put it on your head and then you decided from here on out, shave it. Go bald.
I realized that, you know what? What am I trying to prove? I felt feminine. I felt feminine wearing a hairpiece. I felt like a
yeah,
girl.
We've discussed this.
So
I
didn't
tell you
want to, you know. And then I decided just to shave it, and there I am.
Yeah, and so now you shaved it, and you instantly gave 5 years. I would say, at 34, you looked 39. At 40 now, you look 45. Frank, you can't. You need hair to look younger. Anybody bald just looks old, because you have that notion when you are bald, when you have no hair, you're nearing the end of your youth. You are at the. You have no more youth left to give to anybody. You can't be excited. You can't do anything new. You can't learn new things.
Do you know that when my kids draw pictures, my kids will draw pictures, they'll draw pictures of me with them, like, you know, like just a picture. And they always draw me with just a round circle with no hair.
Just like the outline of a snowman, a big circle and then a small circle.
I'm the middle part of a snowman, my head. It's the middle snowball, whatever the fuck you call it.
Just two mounds on top of each other. Do they put a smile or do they put a frown?
They put a very slight smile.
Oh, so it's like the straight line, the Mona Lisa smile of. They found a way to make a stick figure fat. That's what they did. That's not nice. You should really tell your kids that, you know, you don't like that. I don't know, Frank. The thing about it, we had a great time, but that wasn't the only celebrating you did. I mean, yeah, you hung out with some friends. But there's a time, you know, it's your birthday, you're going to go out with family. I'm assuming you did something with your family for your 40th birthday.
I just went out to dinner with my wife, kids, and my mother. We just went somewhere and got some some chow at the local finest Italian eatery that there is in the West East Coast.
Is that Carrabba's?
No, this is some. It's something called. It's a grill. It's an Italian grill. It's called the Macaroni Grill.
Are you referring to Romano's Macaroni
Yes.
Grill?
Yes, I am the one and only.
I do enjoy Macaroni Grill because you know you can make your own pasta dish. You could draw on the fucking tables like some kind of a like preschool, and then and all of a
right.
sudden you
well,
stop.
They give you,
and
they have paper. Their tablecloths are paper. They're yeah. like it's like thick paper.
It's butcher paper, basically.
Yes, that's the word.
well, congratulations to me. I win.
And they give you crayons for the children.
Yes.
The problem is they don't get, unlike other food establishments, the crayons are not fresh crayons. They're not in a new box. They're just they
oh,
take
yeah.
them in a bowl and they grab them with their dirty hands and they put them on the table so they could be broken or bent or whatever.
Yeah, they come out. They come out with the old fucking Adidas shoebox filled with
yes.
half broken and snapped. And just completely flat, elephant leg looking crayons.
And let me tell you,
worn down to the flat nub where the paper gets in the way.
This whole concept of providing doodle placemats and crayons for children. This was not around when I was a young fellow. I'm asking you, Ken. When you were a child, they didn't have crayons in restaurants, did they? They didn't, at least for me.
They did, if you asked. They weren't handed out freely. You had to ask, and maybe you know what? You'd be given a pen at most places, and you'd doodle on the fucking realtor that decided to plaster his dumb fucking smile on your diner placemat.
Right? It would be like a maze usually, or
yeah,
a maze
or a word search, which always has like fucking you know Randolph Diner somewhere in it, or whatever the fucking place is, the Fountain Blue, whatever, and then they have all the advertisements around it because you know why don't we just get money for these fucking placemats? You know, clean it. We'll clean your dog shit up. Enjoy your eggs. That's always the ad that I fucking can't stand. I see somebody whose business it is to go in your backyard and remove dog shit from your backyard. And I'm here eating stuff that looks like dog shit. I'm eating sausages and stuff in the shape of dog waste. And I have a guy here who'd be happy to remove it for a fee. But the ads on there, you know, you would draw the mustache on it or whatever. But now it's very much tailored to kids to keep the kids fucking quiet and in their goddamn seats. When I was a kid, the most they had was the booster seat and like maybe a book or something that you would look at, like a little fake comic book of like 3 or 4 pages. If it's like a fucking Bob's Big Boy, you'd have the fucking Bob's Big Boy character going on fucking adventures and ultimately ending up eating a fucking item off of the menu that you were supposed to want. I don't know. We didn't have too much, but now they do cater to the kids because kids are fucking annoying. They're a goddamn drain on people that want to sit there, eat their fucking meal in complete misery, and just not hear kids asking all their fucking questions and putting and see them smearing ketchup on absolutely everything. So they draw. And they're not a pain in the ass, and they're tolerable. By the way, speaking of children, Clayton and Erica from Texas are friends. They had a new baby.
New baby.
Congratulations, Ethan.
Ethan born June 10th, which was 2 days after my birthday. Now, the funny thing about this child is it was conceived at the last Hear Us Talk event.
Not at the event. Well, it's not like we put a fucking a wrestling mat out and watched them fuck. I mean, no.
Second annual Hear Us Talk Labor Day Barbecue.
They had such a good time, they were compelled to do what husbands and wives
right.
and fucking, you know, drunk people.
Much of a good ending would it have been if the baby was born on my birthday, June 8th?
It would have been great.
Wouldn't that have been good?
It would have been, you know, it would have been great if they actually had it at the event. If they flew up here to deliver the baby at Green Rock Tap and Grill in Hoboken. That would have been fantastic. We could have gotten a little bracelet, a mini bracelet for him.
But I want to wish them a congratulations.
I do too, because I actually don't act like you want to. I fucking brought it up.
Well, I wish them congratulations on different mediums.
So back to the Macaroni Grill. No disrespect to Ethan, Clayton, and Erica and family. Best wishes. I'm very fucking happy to hear about this. There's a video blog he posted, and it's the first in a series where he's going to be trying to ask people who I am. It's bizarre.
he's asking strangers, obviously his child isn't a stranger, but he's asking people, who is DJ Newstyle? And I have a feeling that a lot of these people are not going to speak English, and I have a feeling that the people that are not speaking English who are answering this question, they don't know what it is, will provide the same answer as the people who can speak English. They don't know who the fuck I am. They don't know what the fuck he's saying. End of video series, but I'm eager to see it. Back to Macaroni Grill, Frank. The crayons. Do you draw on the table ever? You give your kids the crayons. They do their little doodles and whatnot. But do you ever just scribble a little face?
I wait till the end to write stuff. Yes, I wait till the end of dinner.
What kind of stuff do you write? Like,
Usually the waiter or waitress will take two crayons at once and try to dazzle us by writing his or her name. Two crayons.
Oh my god, it's red and blue. Should I get my 3D glasses out? I don't know. It's gonna just pop off this fucking table I put sauce on. So you write something at the end of the meal. Are you like reviewing their service or something?
Yes. If I'm not happy with the service, I will write a vulgarity. So underneath their name, I will write the person will write their name, and I will say "go fuck yourself" or "fuck you." And then I will cover it with a napkin and then leave and get out of there quickly.
So they'll think everything went well. Like, God, yes. I got a tip out of those fucking people.
Yes.
Fuck them.
Yes.
And then they go and clear the table off and they pull that napkin out. First they see their signature, because it's not, you don't cover their signature, right?
No, never.
Because that's the key. They're proud of their signature. They move the napkin and they see "go fuck yourself." And then they start shaking their fists at the door.
Yes, but I have to get out of there right away.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared.
You're scared?
Well, I don't want them to come after me or something.
Mm. Now, another good thing about Macaroni Grill is they have the mints that are individually wrapped, and they usually have the green ones, the green pepper mints, which I prefer to the reds. Do you take any mints when you leave?
No, I never take mints. Come on.
You should. Breath stinks. What do you mean? What are you, an animal?
When I was a young child, I used to like the minted flavored toothpicks after a good meal. But
after a good what?
Meal.
Why do you say it like that?
That's the way I say things now. I say things that way.
You like if you overpronounce or over enunciate certain
that's
words?
That's the way I do it. I try to give stress on the vowels.
Well, that's interesting. Because it kind of, when you say meal again like that.
Meal.
Yeah, that sounds like how a homosexual would really put his gay oomph into the word meal. One more time, Frank.
Meal.
Okay, so at your 40th birthday party, we went outside and we decided to hang out and relax a little bit.
They have what's called what is it called when you eat on the street? There's a name for it. Al fresco.
Yeah,
they had a little al fresco with some wrought iron.
Can I ask you something? Why are you reaching for fancy words when you can just say they have a couple tables outside?
Listen, because. If there's words for a certain situation, why not utilize them? If there was a word was invented called al fresco for eating outside, why not utilize that?
You know what? I take no exception with someone using it. I take complete exception with someone going, "What's the word? What's that word I'm trying to think of so I could just dazzle you with it?" But if you don't know what it is, just fucking break it down into simple fucking parts. Fucking irritate me. First, now you're trying to sound fucking theatrical with the way you say meal. Meal. And then you're trying to come up with words that you haven't used in your life that you may have heard from someone years ago with the purpose of just making yourself look better. Just fucking say something to communicate the idea.
Excuse me.
They had a couple fucking tables and chairs outside.
They had some tables and chairs, mostly for the smoker people.
Yeah, and so people were smoking and maybe having a drink or
two outside.
I actually
lit up a little bit myself.
You did?
I had one little cigarette.
Hmm. You know, it's funny. I actually saw you smoke.
Yes.
Yeah. But I didn't.
And
I
saw you.
I didn't see you smoke there. I actually missed the moment. But I was able to see you smoke on Facebook because someone posted the video on Facebook.
Yes.
And they tagged you.
No,
too.
Don't tag me. I know somebody posted it, but do not. I'm okay with it being on there, but do not tag me. I will just delete it as soon as you put it. Don't tag me. Yeah. But I saw you put something in your mouth that you said you would never put in your mouth.
Yeah, I took a cigarette and pretended to smoke. Big deal.
That was the first time in your 29 and a half years that you put a cigarette in your mouth. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, not that big of a deal, Frank.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to just acquire a pack of cigarettes and pretend like I'm a fucking smoker for 2 years on a webcam like you did. You bought a pack of cigarettes you could just cam up and just...
Yeah!
You pretended to smoke for fucking 2 years and not one ash, not one lighter ever came out. You were smoking an unlit cigarette for years. And then now you finally actually took a puff off of this.
Well, we're not in eighth grade. You don't say puff. You say drag or hit, my friend. Get with those times.
Frank, if it were a drag or a hit, I would call it that. You basically went. You took a little puff off of it. It's not like you took a manly drag, like you were contemplating a battle with the Indians or something. Like you just said, "Hey, let me see." That's the noise you made. And they tagged you. They tagged you on Facebook. So you're out there, you're pretending to smoke, you're having a good time, and Frank, you were approached by a woman. Approached by a woman, and here you are, a married man.
This woman has a name, my friend.
I'm sorry, what is her name?
Her name is Mary.
Mm. Well, we actually have audio from a video that Ed captured of you interviewing her. The audio is not that great, but maybe we could talk you through it. If I play it, we'll see how it goes. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to try and make it so that you can hear this, because apparently I think you're having volume issues, Frank. It's clearly on your side because I have it fucking pegged on my end. Here's the audio from Frank talking to Mary.
Over there. Go.
Frank, interview.
Hey, right here.
Frank, interview. Yeah. Interview. Opportunity.
This guy makes a lot of money. Ask for money.
I'm homeless.
Asking for money.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
She needs money. She's homeless.
Why are you asking her? You have tons of money.
She's homeless.
You told me you make $300,000 a year.
No, I don't. Now, what are you going to do with that money?
I buy food.
Oh, yeah? What kind of food you going to make? I'm a fool.
So, she's asking you for money, and you need to know what it's for?
Yes.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Really good contribution there. I'll keep playing.
Because I'm hearing myself. I'm hearing feedback.
You're hearing yourself.
Yes, I'm hearing feedback.
Interesting. Thank you for shouting, you rat fuck. Hold on a second. Now I got to fix this fucking thing. How about that? You hear yourself now?
1, 2, 3. No, it's okay.
So she asked you for money.
Yeah, she asked me for money. Yeah. Listen, this woman, she advertised herself as a homeless woman. I don't think she's homeless. I think she's just a panhandler because you don't have to be homeless.
I'm a fungul.
She was dressed too cleanly, and she didn't smell, and she seemed like she was just panhandling.
Yeah. Here we go. A little more of this.
What do you usually make?
That's food.
But if you're homeless, how can you make the food?
I made it.
Oh, pre-made food?
Are they
expensive?
This audio's not that great.
Got me shapes with that? Come on.
This is great video, nothing.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It is great video. I think we're going to have to link the video to the podcast entry and post it in the forum. It's not really translating well to audio, Frank. Why don't you give us the gist of this whole thing?
Well, this woman was looking for money. She, you know, so she came to our table. I gave her a few bucks. I don't think Ken gave her anything.
No, I didn't. She actually wanted to give me a high five, and I pulled my hand away. I was very frightened.
And then you kept saying, "Thinner."
Well, the thing is, Frank, she looked like she was about to put a curse on you, because every time she walked near you, she would just reach out with like the two fingers kind of near you, like she was casting some kind of a spell. And it reminded me of the Stephen King, the movie adapted from the Stephen King novel. Anyway, Frank, you did end up giving her money only because she harassed you. She basically pointed out that you were very loud and annoying. And the only way she would keep talking to you is if you paid her $10.
Right. I actually annoyed a quote-unquote homeless woman. So
she would have rather starved than continue talking to you. So she billed you for her time. And you paid. You paid her $10.
I'm not stingy, unlike you.
I'm not stingy either. I'm going to try to get the end of it, actually.
That would actually be a really good curse for you. I'm just saying. You're listening to HearUsTalk.com.
Just say you're listening.
What do you want to do?
We'll do it half. You're listening to, say that. Say you're listening to.
You're listening to.
HearUsTalk.com. And the DJ New Style Show. And the DJ New Style Show.
DJ New Style Show.
With his co-host, the Germ Freak.
And say the Germ Freak has a huge
beard. Say it all real fast.
Now you gotta say the thing to do with your ears and the place to be.
That's a huge beard.
Yeah, you can't really hear it, but she goes, she basically repeated what I asked her to say by saying, "A German freak has a hugest penis." We need to clean that audio. If someone can do that for us, that'd be great, because I honestly don't feel like putting the effort in. No offense or anything like that, Frank. So I'm glad, Frank, you had a great time. You had an awesome time.
Yes, it was good times.
Why don't we take a break here? This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. Frank, what is it?
It's the place to be and the thing to do with your hands.
The thing to do with your okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
The DJ New Style Show has a brand new Facebook fan page. Thank you for deleting the old one, Frank, you incompetent asshole. The new one is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Congratulations, Frank, on being so technically inept that you made us add the word the. facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
The DJ New Style Show.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good. But there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Hear Us Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Hear Us Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
Thank you for calling Paramount. I'm Kimberly speaking. How may I help you?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you really call it Panera Bread?
No.
So when people say Panera, they're wrong?
No.
Thank you. That's all I want to say. It's Panera.
You are correct.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Take care. See, there's the proof.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
I don't know the fucking words. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. It's a whole network of talk radio shows. We have The Awful Hour, Wednesday nights at 9. We have Best in Show Radio, Thursday nights at 9. And then on Fridays, it's The What Show at 9:30. All times Eastern, hearustalk.com. Frank, it's a fantastic, fantastic thing we've got going on here. It's amazing. I'll fade that out. It's going to be just fucking great. And of course, speaking of fantastic things, fantastic and amazing and just great things, I'm talking about video conferencing. I'm talking about actually connecting, okay? Face to face from any place. And when you want to do that, it's ICU2. Go to ICU2.com. That's ICU2.com. And you'll be face to face with people from all over the world. You go to that website, ICU2.com, and you're connecting with thousands of people instantly. unlike some of the other sites, some of those other Me Too video sites, ICU2 isn't about crippling your user experience. They don't limit the number of live videos you can watch. They don't limit the messages you can send or cripple your software in any way. You can chat the way you want with ICU2. Just go there, download it. It's free to try on your Windows PC. There is a Mac version coming soon. I don't mean to tear down any walls here or spoil things, okay? There's no spoiler alert for this. There's a Mac version of ICU2 coming soon. But right now, on your Windows PC, you can try this out. And when you do, you'll be running with the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. The Internet is all about communication, and in 09, ICU2 had it on fucking lock. That's ICU2.com. We're waiting for this year's award ceremony. Guess who's in the running? ICU2. I hope everybody goes out there, tries it, and lets them know they heard it on Hear Us Talk. Right, Frank? Am I wrong here? Am I an asshole?
No, you're right.
What are you eating?
Cornbread.
You're eating cornbread?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you think it was a great idea to approach your microphone with a mouthful of cornbread?
Well, I know you're going to ask me a question.
Well, I'm you're on a talk show, correct?
I think you're doing a commercial still.
Well, I mean, how long do I need to convince everybody that ICU2 is the shit? It should be, they should know this at word one. I give them a little more, sure. But the commercial's done, Frank. It's time for you to start speaking.
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
Cactus Phone in the HearUsTalk.com live chat room is saying that you sound oddly excited. Is it just at the prospect of cornbread being in your mouth?
No, the cornbread was quite dry, actually.
Who? Oh, Donna made it?
Yeah. She's been making a lot of dry stuff lately.
Yeah, I mean, that's not lately.
Don't even piss me off with that bullshit.
I mean, you gave me your lemon cake, you know?
You said the chicken soup she made was the best you ever had.
You know, I would actually hope that Donna would make a gigantic cornbread and lemon cake combination and just fucking throw it in the Gulf of Mexico. Just to fix this whole thing for BP, because they're not doing it right. We need Donna's cake and baked goods to just really sop up all that shit. You know what? You might need to throw it into an oil slick to get some moisture in it. My God, you're just burping, having a good fucking time.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Fantastic. Just fantastic. Because this is, you know, this is the type of stuff that will keep Hate Us Talk from trashing us.
Oh, screw
on him. A week-to-week basis. Of course, I'm talking about Hate Us Talk, a show about personal lives of two men, one from Brooklyn, one from the Deep South. He is so far south, he is almost in another country.
Yes, that's true.
The deep motherfucking south.
It's like he's not even in America.
It's true. It's true. I mean, sometimes he'll say a word that is of Spanish origin, and he will use a Spanish accent on it. And that's just the way he is. That's the way he speaks. Because he's in the deep motherfucking south. And these two gentlemen, as a segment on their show, they review the podcasts on HearUsTalk.com. Their show is called Hate Us Talk. You go to hateustalk.tumblr.com. And a couple shows ago.
Yeah, well, you commented to them that they were being a little too kind.
Well, I mean, we were on a streak of, hey, great show, blah, blah, blah. And I just can't be convinced that everything we do is great, and I don't believe it. I know it's not true, and it seemed to me that that's what we were getting from them. I made the mistake of saying that it was a sign of their weakness, so they came at us pretty fucking hard, and they really criticized us. I mean, they basically said that we were approaching a formula.
Right.
They didn't enjoy our constant talk about shit. They didn't like me just going from shit to my dog Teddy's life and his shit, and then falling back on your foibles, and then cushioning the rest of it with Ed's sex life. So
right, they said there was too much Ed.
Yeah, they actually hated our game that we made up in episode 258, the last episode. If you want to hear it and be the judge of that bit, go to djnewstyleshow.com, download episode 258. and then subscribe, and then follow us, and then, you know, bake us a lemon cake with moisture and show Donna what a lemon cake should taste like, and then you'll be our best friends. But they didn't like Guess Who Humiliation Edition. They basically said, who wants to hear about who Ed jerks off to? And I'll have you know, that a few people came up to me at that party and complimented me on the Ed McGrath jerking off bit. And I want to defend that a little bit, Frank. I want to defend that bit, just a bit. Wait. Anyway.
You want to defend the bit a bit?
Yeah, whatever. It's better than meals.
Meat and cornbread. How do you bathe?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get, but I didn't have time. Anyway, you know, you like Mexican women. It's okay.
She was Indian.
Whatever she was. I don't fucking know. And Frank, the thing about it is, what I want to know is the Ed McGrath bit, the reason why we discussed who he would jerk off to, and the real complaint with it was that we used too many mainstream names. Well, I mean, yeah, you have to.
Of course!
You have to. You can't just go, Blanche from Golden Girls. And then you can't just say, B. Arthur. You can't go with, Betty Grable. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Rest in peace, Rue McClanahan. You know, funny thing is, the show before our last show, we were talking about Rue McClanahan, and she died about a couple days after we talked about her on the show.
Yeah, and you know what, Frank? I got a fucking bone to pick with you, too. I picked this bone several times.
You told me one time you
whacked
off to her.
No, I said I would if I had to. Oh, if it came down to it, I would. There was a whole exchange on Twitter regarding Rue McClanahan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want
that up, son of a bitch.
No.
I was the first one to break the Rue McClanahan died, and Ken didn't even believe it.
The thing is, I
got it before TMZ, you son of a bitch!
When I saw you write it, I wrote, oh, he's just throwing out a red herring because he spent the previous show saying, I can't stand when people write rest in peace to celebrities and all that shit, and then you go ahead and do it. So I was figuring you were trying to catch people with a false tweet, a cheat tweet, a subter tweet. And the thing about it, you actually were correct in your reporting. And I searched Twitter. You can search and like filter it down by date. Frank, no one had posted rest in peace Rue McClanahan before you. Where did you find out about this?
I cannot reveal my sources.
You scooped TMZ. TMZ posted it like 4 hours later, and then the deluge started.
I cannot reveal my sources, but I got it before anybody. I defy anybody. I will pay $100 to anybody who found out that somebody tweeted it before me.
Hmm. Well, no one did.
Oh.
No one did tweet it before you. The thing, Frank, there was a whole gloating period after that. Do you recall gloating?
Of course I enjoy the gloating.
When you posted it, you got a bit of a response. And I responded. I thought it was fake. But Pitsy, who helped produce?
Oh yeah,
our
I remember
XM,
we had an argument about this.
Our XM show that we did a couple years ago. He wrote, you know, I always thought Rue would be the last Golden Girl standing. He always thought that she would be the last one standing, and then you replied, she came in third place.
She came in third place of the last Golden Girls that were standing. Yes, she did.
No, she did not.
She came in third place of the last Golden Girls that were standing. There's four Golden Girls.
No,
she died.
No.
She
came no,
third place.
No.
Dumb. Fuck.
No. That's not how it fucking works, asshole. Last comic standing goes down to fucking two people. And when there's two people left, the one that leaves fucking is the second place, the runner-up.
She came in third place of the deaths, you dumb fuckface.
You are such an asshole.
She
Frank.
Came in third place.
How do you go 40 years and you
the-
don't understand the concept of runner-up? Okay, here's the thing. Estelle Getty died, right?
She was the first Golden Girl to die.
There, how many Golden Girls are there, Frank? Let's
There's
do the math.
There's four Golden Girls.
Okay.
You have Estelle Getty.
So hold on. In the competition is last Golden Girl standing, correct?
No, the competition is who's the order of you died.
No, it's not. No, it's not, fuckface. No, it's not.
Fucking asshole.
You just said it. You fucked up right now.
No, she came in third place to the desk, you fuckface.
You just fucked up.
No, I didn't fuck up anything. Go fuck yourself.
You did. You
fucking truck your light enough.
Frank, you just said that she came in third place in the last Golden Girl Standing competition. That's what you just said.
Of the last Golden Girl Standing, she came in third place.
No, she didn't.
She was the third one standing, you prick.
If you believe Frank, 316-768-4472. 316-768-4472. Frank doesn't understand the concept of last something standing. Frank, how would you win a last whatever standing contest? You win if you're the last one standing, correct? Do you win if you're the last one standing?
That's the kind of contest you're talking about, yeah.
Okay, so I'll go back to Pitsy's tweet of, I always thought Rue would be the last Golden Girl standing. He wrote that. He thought Rue would be the last Golden Girl standing. He thought she would win the competition of last Golden Girl standing. To which you responded, she came in third place.
She came in third place of the Golden Girls.
No. You can't qualify it. Because you responded to last Golden Girl Standing, which means you're a fucking dope.
That's what I was meaning the whole time.
You never said it. You never fucking said it.
You know what? Your problem is you misinterpreted it. You didn't read it correctly. So the onus is in you.
Hey, Frank. I want you to admit right now that you didn't know what we were talking about.
I knew what you were talking about.
What were we talking about?
I meant third place as far as the people were. The whole time.
Then why did it take you? Why did it take you six tweets to fucking cite that you meant she was the third to die?
I thought it was a given.
You were such a fucking dope. I can't believe this. I can't fucking believe how just dense your skull is. You don't understand how a last man standing competition works. I mean, that's what we were talking about. That's what Pitsy mentioned. And then you explicitly said she came in third. She got the bronze. Who won the last Golden Girl Standing competition, Frank? Who won?
The last Golden Girl Standing is Betty White.
She won.
She won.
She gets the gold?
Well,
Does she get the gold in the last Golden Girl Standing?
Yes.
Who gets silver?
Silver gets Bea Arthur. She gets silver because she came in.
Hold on. Wait. If Betty White wins, how does Bea Arthur come in second place?
No. All right.
Estelle Getty gets it. Hey, no, you can't.
Barbie fuckface.
Oh,
listen to me.
I just destroyed you.
Estelle Getty gets first place. She gets the gold.
I just destroyed you.
Shut your mouth for a second.
Estelle Getty gets first place.
She gets the gold. B. Arthur gets second place. She gets the silver.
Oh, so wait. Hold on. Estelle Getty gets gold?
She gets the bronze.
Estelle Getty gets gold? Is that what you're saying?
She gets gold.
So she is the last woman standing?
No, she's the first one to die.
So who the fuck gives a... Frank, we're talking about the last one standing. She was the first one laying under fucking dirt. She loses everything. At best, she gets a participant ribbon. She doesn't even get a fucking medal. Estelle Getty gets fucking dick. Do you understand? Estelle Getty doesn't get fucking shit. Do you get it now? Last Golden Girl fucking standing, Betty White. She gets the gold. You agreed with that. And then you realize, if I continue my statement, I'll be wrong. Oh, let me get some pinuds. Fucking talcum powder and rub it on my bald head and go and backspin. You fucking lose, Frank. You fucking lost. God damn it. I want you to admit that you're wrong.
I will admit nothing. You didn't understand what I meant, so the onus is with the you.
Frank, you just lost.
Yeah.
I want everybody to consider Frank a loser in understanding basic competition. You don't understand anything.
Next time, think what I say, not what I do.
So, when the World Cup is won, the first team out gets the gold. first team out gets the trophy. Oh, I just went against what we said before. Okay. All right.
Why'd you hit me?
Where's your brain?
Why'd you hit me?
Where's your brain?
Why'd you hit me?
Where's your fucking brain?
I asked you first.
How can we pick up Sloan if Rooney's going to be there with her?
I said for her to be there alone and you freaked.
My God, you're so stupid. I didn't hit you. I lightly slapped you.
You hit me. Look, don't ask me to participate in your crap if you don't like the way I do it. I was homesick. You get me out of bed, bring me over here, make me jeopardize my future, make me do a phony phone call to the dean of students, a man who could squeeze my nuts into oblivion, and then you deliberately hurt my feelings.
Wait, I didn't deliberately hurt your feelings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Hey, Ferris, have a nice life.
Cameron?
Stick it up your ass, Ferris.
Cameron, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jam you. It was uncalled for.
You serious?
Dead serious.
Thanks.
You did screw up, though, right? I mean, not that this is necessarily all your fault, right?
Why?
To fix this situation, I'm going to have to ask you for a small favor.
1958 Ferrari 250 GTS California. Less than 100 were made. God. It has a market value of $265,000.
My
father spent 3 years restoring it.
I'm going to come.
It is joy. It is his love. It is his...
Sorry. Go ahead.
Your line.
It is what? What'd you say it was? I was too busy jerking off on your dad's car. What'd you say it was? It was his what?
It is his joy. It is his love. It is his passion.
Oh, God. We gotta get a towel for the hood. But, I mean, it's his fault that he didn't lock the garage.
Ferris... My father loves this car more than life itself. We can't take it out.
Listen, a man with priorities so far out of whack that he allows his son and his friend to just jerk off all over the hood doesn't deserve such a fucking sexy automobile.
He never drives it, Ferris. He just rubs it with a cum diaper.
Yeah, and I'm going to be rubbing it with a cum diaper soon, okay? But, you know, you got to understand, I can't jerk off all over your car and then pick Sloan up with it. It's a piece of shit. Rooney'd never believe that Mr. Peterson would drive a jizzed-on piece of shit. Don't you get it?
It's not a piece of shit.
It's a piece of shit. I can't even get a rod looking at it. Don't worry about it. I don't even have my own piece of shit. I have to envy yours, okay? I have to do my best. I have to do my best to get worked up and fuck your piece of shit car's tailpipe and ejaculate in the fucking in the muffler. That's all I can do.
He knows the mileage, Ferris. He has it tattooed on his wrist.
He doesn't trust you?
No.
All right, look. This is really simple, okay? You and I tag team the car. I take the tailpipe. You take the license plate holder. We drive it to Chicago, go to a couple fucking ball games, a parade. You know, we fucking celebrate, do the wave, all kinds of shit. And whatever miles we put on it, we'll just take them off.
How?
We'll drive it backwards. End scene! You know, sometimes you gotta ad-lib. Sometimes you gotta ad-lib. Now, Frank, are you aware of what movie this is?
Well, I picked it, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And the movie, Frank?
It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes.
1986. I saw this movie in the theater in 1986 when it came out. I was 16 years of age.
Is that a way of avoiding... admitting that you're 40 again? Is that what it is? Is you're just going to start telling people, hey, I saw Ferris Bueller in the theater when I was 16.
I could actually remember seeing it in the theater. I could go back in my mind and remember seeing it in the theater. I could remember that.
Did you jack off?
No, I didn't jack off.
Oh, I'm just wondering. You know, it's okay. It's all right, Frank.
I mean, Edie McClurg was nice on the eyes. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, of course. Of course. By the way, Frank, that was the one part of the show that Hate Us Talk did approve of. I mean, we're trying to do a little bit better.
Oh, thank God!
We're trying to do a little bit better.
We got their fucking approval.
And, you know, I think that to remedy the situation where they didn't like the shit talk, they didn't like us talking about Ed's sex life, to remedy this and break out of the formula, we have a brand new game tonight, Frank, that we want to debut. Are we ready to do this?
Yep.
We need our guest to please call us. Guest, you need to call us. We have a brand new game. We're going to redeem ourselves, break out of the formula that was just so cleverly outlined by Hate Us Talk. They trashed us. They broke us down, left us bruised with a scar on our foreheads like a fucking unaware, blacked-out Steve the LARPer in Hoboken circa 1999. And we're here to just pick up the pieces and rebuild, Frank. And you had an idea, correct?
Yes, I did.
And that idea doesn't seem to be fucking taking shape.
Because
somebody is not calling in. Your guest is not calling in.
He'll call in.
Mm. Oh, it's a he. Well, let's see here. 316-768-4472.
Hi. Ken.
Oh.
Oh.
What's this, Frank? Nice. I don't know. Is this Jen, plural?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Now, Frank, I wasn't aware of this. What's going on with Jen?
She's taking part in the game.
Oh, my God.
But we're waiting for our master of ceremonies, that dummy.
Hold on 1 second. Here we go. 316-768-4472. Breaking out of the formula with a brand new game show. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who is this? Oh, for fuck's sake. Could you get your fucking shit together?
What a stupid...
Get your fucking shit together.
I said this. I said to the fuckface, don't drop the ball on this, you piece of shit. And now he can't even call the fucking show.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with our brand new formula fucking game show. Who's this? Yeah, it doesn't work. Fantastic.
You're a dumb idiot. You're a goddamn idiot. Stupid ass.
Oh, is this the worst?
Try Skype, you dumb fuck.
Oh, we're just breaking out of this formula. Jen, how are you?
Could I call back later?
You know what?
Let's get him on the line, and then we'll...
I'm sorry, Jen. I hung up on Jen. We need our master of ceremonies. Wow, this couldn't be any more fucking transparent, could it?
Is he aware that he's supposed to call?
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ.
This is the masturbator of ceremonies.
Are you an asshole? Do you know how to dial the fucking phone?
Hey,
you
hey,
fucking
fuck
jackass.
I know who fucking comes in first and who comes in second in the contest, you fucking retard.
Hey, you dial the fucking phone, you dumb fuck. I told you not to drop the ball on this like you did with that fucking baseball trivia thing a couple months ago, you stupid fuck.
I'll eat my balls.
Well, here we are to break out of the formula.
They said there was too much Ed calling, didn't they?
They did.
Well, look who's back. Ed the Masturbator.
The Masturbator.
Fuck them and the horse they rode in on.
Whoa.
Oh.
Wow.
If Jen called back, we'd be much gratitude.
Much what?
Gratitude. Or whatever.
Gratitated. Okay, that's fucking fine. Yeah.
Now... I realize we talk about a lot about Ed, you know, going to prostitution and whatnot, and he was talking a lot about the way that these prostitutes have to disguise what they're doing so that the authorities will not find them out.
Yes.
So I put two and two together, and I said, "Listen, Ed, we got a game going on here."
Okay, so we have a new game. And Ed is going to run this. I believe we have Jen on the line.
I'm here.
Okay, great. Jen and Ed, you're on as well.
Now, Ed, describe what the game is to us, you dummy.
I can't fucking tell you. I can't tell you how much I want to take this fucking...
Jesus.
His fucking kin just fucking destroy it.
This dumb buffoon.
He's a buffoon.
What a... Jen, don't leave, Jen.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe we can't have them both on. I don't know. Every time I pick up on one, Ed just can't hear us. Even though I'm adding them to conference, I have them both conference together, Ed just can't fucking see.
All right, so maybe it's not on his end then.
No, it's on his end. Jen, you gotta sit tight. Because I don't know.
Okay.
Frank, this is a game you came up with?
Yes, it's a game I came up with, but Ed will be the master of ceremonies, and we will be the three contestants of the game.
Ed, are you there?
I mean, you've had two people on the phone at one time before.
Yeah. How many times have I told you, though, Frank, that it might not be the best idea since we have bandwidth issues? Just letting you know.
Why didn't you think of that beforehand?
Because I don't know how many times I have to say it to you. That's the difference. Every time you suggest it, I say, I don't know, it might not work out, and
here we are.
Well,
you didn't say anything to me before tonight's show. You should have said something.
What do you fucking mean? I've said it 15 fucking times to you.
You didn't say anything to me before. You knew what was going to go on. Why didn't you fucking say something?
Frank, I'm sorry. I knew.
And you've had people on the phone before.
Hold on. I knew what was going to go on, did I?
When I said to you before I show, I said,
I knew.
And
was
you said, I know. You were like, I know. So, which means that you knew what was going on.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Hey, Jen, I got to hang up. I'm sorry. Oh, wait, Ed, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, congratulations. And Jen, you're here as well? She's gone. Fuck it. Let's continue. We can only do one at a time now. Our bandwidth is fucked. So, Frank, I would appreciate it if you'd remember that before you hinge a fucking entire segment on having two people on.
Listen, fuckface. You said you knew what was going on.
I did not fucking know.
Shut me up and say you knew what was going on. I tried to explain to you, and you're like, I know. Fuckface. Next time, listen to me, you dumb prick.
I'll try it again.
This game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm on Skype. Maybe we can do it.
Okay. So, Jen and Ed, say hello to each other.
Hi, Ed.
Oh, so I guess it did work, you dumb fuck.
You know what, Frank? I'm so fucking close. I'm so close to fucking destroying you and punching you in your fucking 40-year-old face.
You know
face.
Where I live? Come over here. I'll smash your head like a grape.
I can't fucking wait. I swear to God. I want you to rally your fucking children and your wife and your mother and everybody you ever fucking loved in your goddamn kitchen or foyer or wherever the fuck so I can just fucking staple your feet to the goddamn hardwood floor and just tee off on your bald fucking head. I can't tell you how fucking much pleasure that would give me right now.
Come on, let's get this game going. Come on.
I really, really, really can't fucking stand you.
Feelings mutual.
Good. So, Ed, we have a nice game.
Yes.
Go ahead.
As you know,
I thought we lost them again.
I'm here.
Ed, a little fucking energy, Ed. Yeah. A little energy, you dumb fuck. You're not watching one of your porno movies.
Ah, go fuck yourself.
Oh, this guy's pathetic. Do I have to fucking spoon feed you? Talk, you dummy!
Can you hear me?
Ed!
No, I'm having...
Ed, you fucking goddamn idiot! You monkey!
Oh, for fuck's sake!
What a
fuck the goddamn bit!
Jackass!
Fuck it! Fuck it! I don't give a fuck!
You son of a... I said don't drop the ball, and you can't even make the fucking phone call, you ass!
Fuck it! Fuck it all! I don't give a fuck, you bald bastard! Fuck you, Frank!
I have a new setup. I would like some feedback that if I could be heard.
Yeah, we hear you.
Speak a little louder, you dummy.
Continue.
Holy shit, just fucking talk.
You know, maybe Hayes' talk was right, Ken.
All right, so what we're going to do...
Ed! You can't fucking hear
talk!
Me.
Open your fucking mouth and talk!
I am talking! Can you not hear me?
Where are you talking from, a fucking manhole? Talking to the fucking phone!
I have the microphone in my mouth! For Christ's sake!
Ed, you keep cutting in and out, Ed. I don't know what the fuck technology you're using, but it's not working. Okay? You usually call into this. We can hear your beaming voice most times. The time we want to hear your voice doesn't work. Ed, are you there?
Oh, Jesus Christ, he's calling
me. Ed!
Ed! So, Jen, what's up?
Hmm?
What's going on?
Nothing, just listening off mic. Pretty funny.
We're just trying to keep it together, you know? Trying to really show podcasts what professional radio is all about. Oh, great. Every time I pick up with Ed, it completely dismantles. That's good. Very good. I right-clicked on his name, and it's so tempting to hit block this person. remove from group. Okay. There he is. Hey, Ed. You're doing a bang-up job. Just letting you know. Where the fuck is he? Frank, what was the bit anyway? Because I don't even think we got what it was supposed to be.
The bit is...
I'm so angry, I feel like itchy spots on me. I feel fucking patches of just, like, pins. Like, you know when... Hey, do you ever feel this just anger manifest itself in the form of, like, metal piercing you? 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Or not! Fuck it! Hey, Jen, I'm gonna have to respectfully hang up on you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Thank you, though, for calling in.
Thank you.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? Way to go, Ed. Way to go.
Thanks, Ed.
Holy fucking shit.
What a dummy.
I can't tell you how fucking just aggravated I am right now. Here he goes again. Are you there?
Yes, it's not my fault.
Okay, we hear you. Now do your thing.
God damn it. And you bald fuck. Go fuck yourself.
Why are you able to talk now? What happened before?
Because I tried fucking Skype because we couldn't both be on the fucking phone at the same time, me and Jen. So now I fucking have to call on my phone because you can't hear me through the computer.
He's really fucking mad.
Oh, I'm going to get thrown out of this hotel. I'm going to get thrown out.
You're in a hotel?
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
You're in a hotel room.
Do you meet one of your bitches?
Yes. No, I'm working.
You're screaming like a fucking maniac in a hotel room.
This is what this bald fuck does to me.
All right,
come on.
So, Ed, you had a game prepared? Jen's gone.
Sorry, Jen.
She couldn't fucking handle it.
I'm sorry, Jen.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am, actually, because she was going to make this game fun.
Well, let's continue. Does this break the formula of me yelling, Frank being pissed off at life, and you talking about your sex life?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Let's carry on.
Freaking fucking everything.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so what I have prepared this evening is a little game called Guess the Acronym of the Escort Trade. So I am going to give an acronym.
That's a very good name.
And you're either going to tell me what it means or the actual letters themselves.
And
I'll give credit for either.
And what's the name of the game show again?
Escort acronyms.
Okay, escort acronyms. Now, Frank, are you familiar with any of these acronyms?
Just one.
What? Give me the one that you're familiar with.
BBW.
Okay, what does that mean?
It's Big Beautiful Woman.
Oh, God.
Okay, Ed, let's do this.
Okay, so I'm going to start out with an easy one. The first one is AMP.
AMP as in Peter?
Annihilate midget Peter, pussy.
Peter, yes.
Annihilate midget pussy.
I would think it's...
Correct.
Oh.
Is that what it is?
What did you say, Frank?
Whenever I think of AM, I think of ass to mouth. Does it have to do with something ass to mouth?
No.
AMP, amp. So it's AMP. A as in apple, M as in M, and P as in Peter.
Yes.
I don't know.
Just make a fucking stab at it, Frank.
I did.
You're not going to get a fucking job at the end of this.
S-mouth play. Or anal.
Holy fuck. Why are you overthinking this?
Is play the last word.
Next, Ed, what's the answer?
Asian massage parlor.
Interesting.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
That's not a fucking act, you dummy.
It doesn't have to be an act. Idiot.
I didn't know the sanctity of the game, Frank.
Ready for the next one?
Yes.
COF.
COF. Cocks on females. Go. Next, go.
Frank?
That's not right?
No.
Oh, I would say coitus of females.
No. How about come on face?
Humiliation.
Next.
BLS.
Bacon lettuce. Scrotum. Bacon lettuce scrotum.
Big lady sex.
No, incorrect.
Who would even this ask for that? That would never be on any fucking menu. I'm not really into the GF fucking experience or whatever, but I'm really into the big lady sex. Ed, what is it? BLS.
Ball licking and sucking. One of my favorite things.
Humiliation.
Oh, fuck. Did we need to know that?
Yeah, you did speak of that like you were mentioning your favorite brand of Kool-Aid.
It's just the best.
Like Mom used to make.
This is something that Frank and I have had discussions with.
Ball licking, sucking?
He gets no pleasure from any kind of activities regarding him.
All right, let's go, Ed. We don't have to tell the whole fucking world, you dummy.
Is that not true, Frank?
Continue with the fucking game, you dummy.
You're an ass. All right, this is a fucking layup. You guys should get this one. Try this one, and you fucking, I'll be disappointed if you don't get it. C as in cat, B as in Bob, J as in Joseph.
Come before jerking? Is that it?
We've only seen that one time, and that was with Jimmy Spickle talking to that transsexual in our Pal Talk room. Come before jerking. What kind of fucking universe retracting act is that? It's got to be cock ball jerk.
Covered blowjob. That is a blowjob with a condom on.
I thought that was a... oh, okay, never mind. Okay, continue. And by the way, Ed, you really thought that was a fucking layup? Is that...
I thought so. I mean, two of them. I'm shocked that neither of them you said blowjob.
Is that like the how to print Hello World tutorial of debauchery? Jesus.
Boy. Okay.
Next.
Let's try this one. FBFM.
Oh.
Female, male, FB. Female before.
I know what it is. Is it FBFM?
FBSM.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's Frank smells, comma, fucks men. It's not
that's
right?
Correct.
Oh, it is? Yes. 1 point for me.
That's
one for me, Frank. How many do you have? Zero?
Only jot this down.
All right, next one.
What does it mean?
It means Frank sucks, comma, fucks men.
Ed, what does it mean?
Yep.
Next one, Ed. Next one.
PSE.
PSE. This goes over to you, Frank. PSE.
Penis. Suck. Enormous.
I'm going to say pint-sized escort.
Mike Pristine Sneakers is very close. It is actually goes for goes as porn star experience.
Oh, okay.
Porn star experience.
So, you know, no love for my my flashy way for saying you want to fuck a tiny woman. Okay. Next, please. No points awarded. Please.
The next one is BBFF.
BBFF?
Big, beautiful, feminine, female. Big, beautiful, feminine, female. Is that it?
Bald bitch fuck faces.
It's F is the last one. BBFF.
Oh. Big, beautiful, female sex.
I'm gonna submit that it is bald bastard farts shits.
This is great. That actually stands for bareback full service. That
all right.
Sex without a condom.
Next one.
Okay. How about this one?
Two more.
All right. I'll give you two easy ones. Asian.
What?
Asian sex. What does that mean? Asian.
What the fuck? How is that an acronym?
Is when you get an egg roll at the end of a session. That's Asian sex.
Oh, Frank, that is probably the fucking worst Mad Magazine joke you could have ever fucking come up with.
What a hack.
Do you get an egg roll with it?
What is
have,
it?
You should have someone with a fucking cane I pull you up stage.
Asian sex. Let me guess.
Soy sauce.
I would say that you're hungry an hour later.
Oh! Bad drivers.
Hey, I got a joke for you. What happens when you have sex with an Asian woman?
What?
You get horny an hour later.
Oh, God.
What happens when you decide to have Frank as a co-host? Your entire show goes to fucking absolute shit. And bits are fucking executed that are impossible
to
execute.
Larpin. He'll do the show with you.
You know what? I bet you Steve Larpin would do the show with me.
Well, maybe we should have him on next week.
Maybe. Hey, Ed, do you want to be on the show with Steve Larpin?
I'll get back to you on that.
All right, we'll see. Okay, so last one, Ed. Last one.
By the way, that last term, Asian, refers to analingus. You know what that is, right, Frank?
I do.
What is it?
It's licking an ass.
We all know. Next one.
All right. This one. If you don't get this one, I don't. I give up. D A T Y.
D A P Y.
T is in Tom. Y. D is in dog. A is in apple. T is in Tom. Y is in yellow.
Okay, Frank. What do you think it is? Dicks are dicks, pointed at you.
Dicks ass.
T-Y. D-A-T-Y?
D-A-T-Y.
I've never heard of D-A-T-Y, Ed. And is this something you've ever paid for?
Have you ever paid for this,
well,
Ed?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
How much is part of the whole package. How much does D-A-T-Y go for?
It's part of the whole package.
I mean, like, if I just want to go for a D-A-T-Y, you know, I'm not really feeling it. I just want a little half a scoop of D-A-T-Y.
It'd probably run you anywhere for 15, 30 minutes.
I mean, I got a cousin that got it for fucking $50 across the way. Can't give me a fucking deal here? No? What is D-A-T-Y, Ed?
Dining at the Y?
It's all called dine or dinner. What did you say, Frank?
Dining at the Y?
Oh, did you just use Google for that?
No. Is it something at the Y?
Okay. What is
it? Holy shit, what is it? Frank doesn't know. What is it?
You don't know what that means.
No, we don't. What is it?
Yeah, that's what it means. But yeah, Frank got the letters, but what does it mean, Frank?
Well, I guess a Y would mean like when a woman has her legs spread open, it looks like a Y.
Okay, so then what would dine at the Y mean?
Having a cunnilingus.
Very good. You get one.
What, like, if everybody knows this, what's the point of them?
Like, legality. It's legality.
So you think that there are feds that don't know D-A-T-Y?
By the way, I looked it up on Google.
No, but, you know, they could say, you know, it meant something else.
Hmm. Okay. So your whole...
I have a bonus one.
Oh, okay. The bonus one. This is the round robin, the steal. Let's go.
All right. D-F-K.
D-F-K?
D-F-K.
D-F-K. this is an act that happened all throughout high school. It's called it's called Don't Fuck Ken. what is it?
No, but it is something that does happen. You know, one of the first sex acts a high schooler would perform.
Next, what is it?
Deep French kiss.
Wow. See, is that even illegal to pay for? Like, you can't pay for that?
Yeah, can you pay to kiss?
They have kissing booths.
This is a laundry list of what services a provider may provide.
But let's say you're all about the DFK. Let's say that's your move. That's all you want.
Yeah.
It's illegal to hand money over for it.
Well, if that's the only thing on the list, then no, I think it would be legal.
It would be completely legal.
This whole legality thing, how they claim to get around it, but it doesn't always work. Is that you're paying for an hour's worth of companionship with a person.
Sure.
And whatever happens between two consenting adults is their choice. So that's how they try to get around it. So that will be the disclaimer. You'll see
on
any
of these websites. The companionship is the most important thing. And then if something else happens,
that's
then,
what
then
he just
so
said.
Be it.
So Ed,
is that
what
it is, Ed?
Ed, I think, yeah, it's exactly what he said it was. So Ed, what I think you should do, since you already have your foot in, you're in the game, basically, right? You are in the community, in the lifestyle. You need to open up the first ever DFK-only service where you flat out say, we have the cheapest rates for DFK in town. You can pay $5 for a DFK, and then, you know, and that's it. And then, when the DFK is over, you know, hey, it's just, you know, them. You're advertising a legal thing. That's what it is. And when you're in jail, use your one phone call to perform the next What Kind of Sex Thing Can We Talk About with Ed game show on the DJ New Style show. Ed, thank you very much. How do you think this went?
I think this was a step ahead of the sports quiz, but not very many steps ahead of it.
Very good. So we had a bit of a peek with the Who Does Ed Jerk Off To game.
Maybe he had his
I should have stopped after that one. Now come to think about it.
Well, you know, Frank, your bit didn't pan out tonight. You know, you don't blame yourself. Ed,
I blame Frank.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Humiliation.
Ed Humiliation McGrath. Thank you for calling the show. I appreciate it. And to Jen as well. Thank you for trying. It would have been nice to have you guess those terrible things that you probably would never have guessed. Because I don't think anybody knows. You have to be pretty deep.
And then for Ed to say to us, oh, if you guys don't get this, I'll be so you won't know. You'll be disappointed in you.
Yeah, every little fucking, every minute act has a goddamn acronym. It's like, wear pink ribbon while jizz in butt crack. Like, if you guys don't get it, you know, I can't fucking be friends with you. Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. We're not that fucking steeped in paid for snatch. I'm sorry, buddy. Sorry, Stripe, buddy. So, Frank, that was a complete fucking disaster. Complete fucking disaster. And speaking of complete fucking disasters, did you weigh yourself?
Oh, we're not doing the whole weigh bitter thing, are we?
Frank, I gotta say, we weren't able to sneak in a scale to Green Rock Tap and Grill.
All right.
Get the scale! For the last time ever, ever, ever! Because we will never agree to do this again! The last official weigh-in, Frank, has been 40 for over a week, or no, exactly a week at this point. Let's see if he was able to get down to 216. The point at which he decided he was far too overweight and was becoming morbidly obese and felt he needed to lose some weight. Set out to lose 40, gave up. Set out to lose 20, failed, gave up. And decided, I need to get back to 216. Now, we haven't done it in a while. I don't believe we've done it for a while. We didn't do it on the last show because we were going to save it for the party. We couldn't get a scale into the fucking bar. This is it. Forever and ever. Forevermore. The last weigh-in. Last time he weighed 222. Jimmy J.J. Walker guessed it, nailed it on the button, and earned his drink bracelet, which we handed to him as soon as we saw him amble into the bar. Frank is getting the scale right now. He will step on, I predict, 235 pounds. Because he hit 40 and he went to right to the fucking comfort foods. He's eating nothing but fried anything. He won't eat Honey Nut Cheerios without fucking deep frying it at this point. He's been trying to diet and trying to be in that mindset of eating right for who knows how long at this point, maybe 15 weeks. He hasn't been doing it, but he's been in that mindset. So that stress has been there, and it's been a constant just weight on his shoulders. And I think that was lifted, but replaced with an even heavier weight of actually being 40 years old. That depression, I think, it's greater than trying to lose weight. Being older, knowing that your life is going to end. And I think he gained a tremendous amount of weight. Now, Frank, I'm guessing that you have the scale with you now.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out how to put it on. Hold on.
What do you mean, put it on?
I bought a digital scale.
Are you winded?
No, why?
Because you're breathing heavy. Did you run up the steps?
No.
How many steps do you have? 10?
Well, I have the basement stairs and then the upstairs, so maybe like 20 total.
You have 20 steps. So you did maybe 40 steps, and now you're winded?
I'm not winded. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're getting,
all right, come on.
I got to say, Frank, the predictions are on the heavy side. Do you want to...
Yeah, well, I just had dinner, so...
Well, yeah, I mean, BMF Pants is coming in a little heavy at 487. He's predicting 487. I said 232. I said you're going to be 232. NorCal Murph, 227. Ed McGrath, 224. Big Well, 223. Let's see where you're at. Frank, please step on the scale.
I'm on the scale.
Goatweed, 218. Sin Fiction, 220. Earth Dog, 228. He just ate cornbread and dinner. And I bet he hasn't taken a solid shit in a few days.
Do you want the results?
Is Donna gonna fish?
She's not here. She's upstairs.
Fuck it then. You know what? Just take a picture of the results.
Oh fuck it! Who the fuck am I gonna lie to?
I'm a fungal.
Do you want the results or not? Are all the guesses in?
Is the scale calibrated?
I will say that it's a new scale.
Okay, Steve Lupper is saying 235. Last time, 3 weeks ago at this point, you were 222 pounds. I believe that's 6 pounds over. 6 pounds over where you started at 216. So, here we go. The weight, Frank?
The weight is 221.
Bullshit. 221. No, that's bullshit. You didn't lose fucking weight. That scale's fucked up.
All right, whatever. I'm lying. I'm making a big fucking lie.
It's
221.
When it was zeroed out, was it at minus 20?
No, I'm 221. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've taken part in something that I saw Jen taking part in, and that's the C2K, which is couch to 5K, where I run for 60 seconds, and then I walk for 30 seconds, and I've been doing that 3 days a week.
You really have?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
It's called C2 5K.
C2 5K. All right, very good. So you're down to 221, which means you failed at.
Did anybody guess it right?
Sin Fiction was the closest at 220. No, I don't think anybody got 221 exactly. I thought I saw it. Hold on. Someone did. I saw it. Fuck, where is it? Earth Dog originally put 228, but he revised his guess, so he fucked up. He said 228 after. He said 221, then 228, so he fucked up.
Always go with your first guess.
That's it. Go with your gut. That's what Frank did. That's how he accomplished a net weight loss of negative 5. That's negative 5 pounds lost, which means he gained 5.
Now, I'm going to propose another event, and maybe we could think about it. I broached it with the other subject.
Sure.
And maybe we could discuss it. Maybe we don't have to decide now, but what about a weight loss contest between myself and somebody else, that other person being none other than Ed McGrath?
Frank, do you see how the weight loss competition went? Do you see how the 20 by 40 fucking went?
Right, but this
15
is
15 weeks and you gained 5.
This
you
is
had
a competition.
Fucking 15 weeks to lose.
This is a competition.
Zero.
This is a competition. I'm just broaching the subject. I'm putting it out there. That's all I'll say.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Foundry Music Jeff.
Foundry Music Jeff. It was great seeing you at the High on Franco 40.
Jeff put on his Twitter, he said that it was one of the best times he had in a long time, referencing the celebration. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I got to say, it. You know, as events go, that was one of our best. And I don't know, for some reason, everything came together. And we all had a really great time. People were dancing that I never thought would ever dance, Ken. And, you know, we
hold on, wait. Why would you think I would never dance?
You don't seem like the type of guy who, like, you know, kind of like let it down. Way.
Wait, in a horrible way? What are you talking about?
No, vulnerable.
Oh, these are horrible. I got to tell you, I fucking put it down, buddy.
You're always very composed and in control, and it was good to see you let loose.
I let loose in a big way. Now, I don't do it often. I don't, but when I do, I go wild. I go.
You should. It's a great side of you that I hope to see again.
Oh well, you know, we'll see. Maybe Labor Day. Maybe
Frank,
we'll
on the other
Labor
hand,
Day.
is a problem.
Frank is a definite fucking problem. Frank is gets so drunk he's unable to determine which homeless people are dangerous. He wanted to interview everybody, from fun-loving Indian or Mexican, questionably raced. Woman demanding $10 from him to bloodshot eyes, fucking dark as night, angry black man.
And he I don't know, he kind of dances like an epileptic having a seizure. It's very dangerous to be around.
Frank is fleet of foot when he is drunk. Fleet of foot. Anyway, so Jeff, you know, were you calling for a different reason? I'm sorry.
I just called because you and I discussed something concerning Mr. Ed McGrath that I hope to see come to fruition.
You know, I would like this. I do remember this. I want you to talk about it because I think it would be great. I think this would be
great.
For
those of you who don't know Ed McGrath, he is, shall we say,
stout.
Yes, but
incredibly
specific,
incredibly stout.
Not the snappiest of dressers, if I could pull that lightly. Ed being a larger gentleman, made the mistake of
hold
wearing.
Hold on, wait a minute. It's not that he's not snappy. Maybe
it's the choices. It's the choices.
Maybe he needs better choices.
Right. Okay. Ed wore a big fashion faux pas, horizontal stripes. Which you don't wear ever because it tends to accentuate, you know, your roundness versus your tallness. You know, Frank wore vertical stripes.
As did you.
It gave him, yes, and it gives you length versus width. And he seems to be, you know, committing these little fashion faux pas every time I see him. So I thought it would be a good idea to maybe take Ed out to a store that services larger men, and do a little makeover.
I think it's good. I think it's a great idea.
Ed McGrath makeover.
Ed McGrath makeover.
Because Frank, I got to admit, That was the best I have ever seen you dress, ever.
Yes. Frank,
usually you look like a homeless person in a soup line.
I think that we definitely have to make this happen. We were going to actually do this with Frank and you, but now you're compelled to do it with Ed.
But I was blown. Did Donna dress you that night? Because really, that was very impressive clothing.
Holy
shit, you were
wearing. Why don't you fucking suck
why don't
his
you
dick?
Suck my dick, boy.
Oh, don't take a compliment, fuckface.
I'm only kidding you. Bastard.
I mean, no, that's three fucking fawning comments about his garb in a row.
I thank you though. I thank you, Jeffrey.
I take
Jeffrey,
it back.
Jeffrey always comments about what I wear. So,
oh, by the way. Erka Durka, who I'm guessing is actually Clayton from Hate Us Talk, is saying, speaking of fashion faux pas, Caesar haircut, Jeff?
It's not
really?
Oh!
It's really?
It's a military cut.
Can I see your pinstripe beard and your fucking, your crown air freshener? Jeff, how high is the spoiler on your Audi?
This is Pot Calling Kettle Black. I see where you're going with this. I withdraw all comments.
Ah, okay. So this falls apart again.
Everyone's dressed as well. Everyone is good looking. I am a disaster.
Well, there goes that. So that bit was very short-lived. But Jeff, you know, now is the time to start planning the Hear Us Talk Labor Day fucking bash.
Oh, this is going to be big.
This is going to be gigantic. Seeing how well this went.
You thought Frank approaching the end of his life was big? This
is like Frank getting ready for death a second time. This is going to be fucking... Like, if you... Let's say you were Joe versus the volcano. You want to live it up. You know you're going to die. You throw this big fucking bash. You spend all this fucking money. You have a great time. And then you realize, hey, I'm living a little longer than I was supposed to. I have a little more money left. I think I have some time. Let's fucking do this again.
Exactly.
Frank, you've been.
What do you think of this, Ken? What do you think of a mock funeral and eulogy for Germfree?
it is a few months away. It might not have to be mock. He is getting up there, 40 years old. Anyway, Jeff, you are on the watch.
You feel any different, by the way?
I feel much different. Thank you for asking, but I'm trying to
obviously
accept my age.
Obviously worse. Jeff, you're on the What Show. That's every Friday night, 9:30 p.m., 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time. TheWhatShow.com.
New show this Friday.
Oh, a brand new show. They're going to be live this week. They were not. You were in Texas, and and you didn't stop by and say hello to Clayton. That's good. No, that's okay.
Actually, Clayton didn't say hello to me, but that's okay.
Ooh, I see. Well, you didn't want to get accused of being a certain type of man for running around with a fresh Caesar haircut fellow.
Let me say this, and I'll go into further detail on Friday. Texas, or specifically Austin, Texas, not even close to what I expected it to be. Well, and that's a good thing.
Well, you expected fucking the scene out of Pee Wee Herman more tumbleweeds.
Yeah. Yeah, I was expecting Deliverance.
That wasn't even Texas. The Coolawassee River doesn't fucking run through Texas.
What I got was one of the best cities I've ever been to in my life. And for those who haven't been there, I suggest you buy a ticket and check it out for yourself.
This is what I think of whenever I think of Texas. This is the soundtrack to Texas in my mind. Right here. Just shitty country.
It's not like it at all.
Oh, they all drink their coffee black? Well, goddamn! First, town country boys rule. Well, they work, don't you?
Get them up!
Oh God! You know what? Nobody likes that. Okay, everybody in Texas hates that. Everybody everywhere hates that, except for people who feel a need to be part of some shit, some shit they think they should be a part of. I got my skull ring in my jeans.
You will never find
red man in my front pocket.
You will never find a people more happy to be from their own state.
What makes it so great? It's just a friggin' city.
Frank, you've never been to any other city, have you?
I have.
Which cities?
But what makes it so great? I mean, how do you compare it to New York City?
Well, tune in Friday and find out, Frank.
Oh, a teaser. We're going to find out what Jeff really thinks about another part of the country. Anyway, The What Show, thewhatshow.com. Friday night, 9:30 p.m. Don't miss it. They're live this week. That's how country boys roll, goddammit. All right, I'm sorry. You know what? Everybody from Texas, I apologize fervently. Fervently. Go Astros. Go
Copyright FM Jeff.
Go fucking Cowboys. Go Rangers. Go everybody. Rafael Palmeiro all day. Thank you. Anyway, Frank, why don't we wrap this bitch up in a nice fucking wiener package? The DJ News Style Show, episode 259. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of it. I really appreciate it. I apologize that our bit went sour. Hopefully bursting several blood vessels in my fucking brain, getting a goddamn cerebral hemorrhage, and not having the hits of poison to rest on. Hopefully that was enjoyable. Hopefully. DJNewStyleShow.com. Frank, is there anything you want to say? Anything at all?
Of course. How do you feel? I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Outside. Hey, Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yeah. You're an asshole. It's a fucking snooze. Well, goddamn. Fuckface. That's what you get for being fat. I'll take a beverage every year I could. Dr. Rabbit, how much can you put in a soft drink beverage? Congratulations, Clayton and Erica, and welcome to Earth, Ethan Reed. Nah, I'm good. Thanks. Who is DJ Newstyle?
Auch das Blut vom Degen lecken. Rammstein. Rammstein. Ihr seht die Kräuter auf den Kissen.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, hasha, hasha, give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.